Gmail James Driscoll, realuphuman.net@gmail.com. Feedback, needing assistance of Google. One message. Martin J. Driscoll lessthaninthemindway@gmail.com, Thursday, March 14, 2019 at 3:49 p.m. 2. google.com/protectorifbeast-nullifierofhate@realuphuman.net. http://webdomains.realuphuman.net/google.com/if-responded-onto. Or http://webdomains.fuckitupHuman.net/google.com/if-ignored-and-silence-is-your-irresponsibility in this request for assistance. http://google.com/directs-a-certified-delivered-record.correspondence.to.gov.cdc.hhs.hrsa.hiv.music.gruup.net/disturb-sound-silence/. http://google.com/directs-a-certified-delivered-record.correspondence.to.gov.cdc.hhs.hrsa.hiv.music.gruup.net/hey-u/. http://google.com/directs-a-certified-delivered-record.correspondence.to.gov.cdc.hhs.hrsa.hiv.music.gruup.net/lines/. More music, random selected piece building music tracks. http://google.com/directs-a-certified-delivered-record.correspondence.to.gov.cdc.hhs.hrsa.hiv.music.gruup.net/music-select-random-track.html. This feedback is now being written by the infamous with a hashtag James Martin Driscoll. Someone took the video that I had shared on Google Drive and posted it to YouTube. Then they placed a post in the Facebook group POZPLANET. There are three in that collective that realize how massive this conspiracy is. They apparently are supporting me. Google, are you listening to me? This is the situation at hand. There is a huge secret that no one can claim their possession of responsibility to tell. It is insane to keep doing the same things and expecting a different result, Ref. Einstein. In that change of focus, I am reaching out to you, Google, to carry on a message. The problem is so vast and so documented outside of my very own efforts that it can't be ignored and it can't be shuffled under the rug. No, this is one of those things that must be taken into understanding regression instead of progression. I need you to carry a message forward from me to the government authorities in charge of the HIV policy, administration, down to the social service agencies, to the end point of interface, to the doctors of care and concern for persons infected with HIV. We have a huge problem that must be addressed. A letter of remanding positions stated. New commitments and challenges of goals that are sound and secure out under this secret to hold their points of guidances that will not fail. Words of Pope Francis delivered in front of Congress September of 2015. From his private meeting with President Obama to giving the first ever papal address before a joint session of Congress, Pope Francis did not shy away from politics during his three-day stop in Washington, D.C. Julie Percher, The Washington Post. An excerpt from his public address broadcast worldwide live, to which this author here was watching and listening to him intently. He said to the world, to what I agree has been a part of my missing portion of my mission work ideal, I have no fix for this and I cannot totally be in this community work alone. This is what he told or asked or advised us to do. All of us are quite aware of, and deeply worried by, the disturbing social and political situation of the world today. Our world is increasingly a place of violent conflict, hatred and brutal atrocities, committed even in the name of God and of religion. We know that no religion is immune from forms of individual delusion or ideological extremism. This means that we must be especially attentive to every type of fundamentalism, whether religious or of any other kind. A delicate balance is required to combat violence perpetrated in the name of a religion, an ideology or an economic system, while also safeguarding religious freedom, intellectual freedom and individual freedoms. But there is another temptation which we must especially guard against, the simplistic reductionism which sees only good or evil, or, if you will, the righteous and sinners. The contemporary world, with its open wounds which affect so many of our brothers and sisters, demands that we confront every form of polarization which would divide it into these two camps. We know that in the attempt to be freed of the enemy without, we can be tempted to feed the enemy within. To imitate the hatred and violence of tyrants and murderers is the best way to take their place. That is something which you, as a people, reject. Our response must instead be one of hope and healing, of peace and justice. We are asked to summon the courage and the intelligence to resolve today's many geopolitical and economic crises. Even in the developed world, the effects of unjust structures and actions are all too apparent. Our efforts must aim at restoring hope, righting wrongs, maintaining commitments, and thus promoting the well-being of individuals and of peoples. We must move forward together, as one, in a renewed spirit of fraternity and solidarity, cooperating generously for the common good. The challenges facing us today call for a renewal of that spirit of cooperation, which has accomplished so much good throughout the history of the United States. The complexity, the gravity and the urgency of these challenges demand that we pool our resources and talents, and resolve to support one another, with respect for our differences and our convictions of conscience. I have a support.google.com thread titled Introduction and How, Dynamic Subdomain, URL addressing is identified and processed by Google. https://support.google.com/webmasters/thread/230676A. HL equals N. What is disclosed in that thread to the end is very much real. I need a statement issued from the government back to me for doing the same things over and over and expecting a different result will just lead to one more cycle of hate being directed into my life, for which is unacceptable. I am not the only person to whom this hate has been put into action against clients of the social services that have intentionally taken a course of action that has led to the unnecessary and preventable deaths caused by HIV/AIDS disease. At this time, please open and read and or listen to spoken voice text narrative of this article. We are as sick as our secrets, the Bridge Recovery Center for Addictions. http://google.com/directs-a-certified-delivered-record.correspondence.to.gov.cdc.hhs.hrsa.hiv.adinkra.gruup.net/08/codsysolscrets/we-are-as-sick-as-our-secrets%e2%80%93thebridgecenter.html. In the course of recent HIV announcement and push of messaging agendas, they fail to tell the whole story. The story that this government has been involved in a game of disservice against a particular population class of HIV infection that would be persons whom they judge as dirty. In that classification status, the higher government authorities have looked the other way, while at the agency level, violations of privacy, cyberstalking on social media, hate, harassment, and in my case retaliation campaigns have targeted persons living with HIV to their continued perpetual states of homelessness. This class they have targeted is African male or African Americans. In that oversight, it would not become apparent until recently how wide the destructive course of loss of trust in our society actually digresses, a condition of social sciences that has been researched. What is worst in this, is my very own efforts at attempting to educate the community of these factors, for which I hold the academic knowledge to have made a statement about how the erosion of trust affects our society to mass shootings 15 months prior to it appearing in the Washington Post. That among this statement is the efforts that I had been holding to the assistance of a population, namely the HIV-infected population of the African gay male, that I saw was being way underserved. In that, my motives and intentions have always been to protect and save lives and to disseminate real truth over government propaganda. How the erosion of hashtag social trust leads to mass shootings, Washington Post. 320 views. Watch on YouTube. https://www.youtube.com/watch.v=fkvqhatmgz4 and list equals PL9FPLPDAPNXFVH9D2 formazomfjadam LG and index equals 3 and T equals zeros. But here is the actual things that have occurred. Even though the world's view on the statement that the CDC made in September of 2017 that undetectable HIV status has the effect of making a person untransmittable to others. This includes sexual intercourse without a condom. This includes during sexual intercourse without the further protecting agency of PrEP, taking by at-risk HIV-negative partners. But the CDC and their lovely hate pretense that has allowed the social services to conduct violations of privacy with online accounts and pursue campaigns of hate and harassment against clients that they so claim are dirty and infecting the community by their lifestyle, when indeed they were not. It has been a long time, years, understanding that you equals you in the global world as well as on the streets, knowledge that this scientific fact was true for about a decade or longer. This is the official statement of today now made by Google. Undetectable means that a person living with HIV can have such low amounts of HIV in their body that it can't be measured. You get to undetectable by starting and staying on your HIV medications. People who are undetectable do not transmit HIV to their partners. What does undetectable mean? Video, San Francisco AIDS. SFAF.org/hive-info/hot-topics/undetectable-video-jimmy-gale.html. But Google, are you responsible for not carrying on the truth and enabling hate paradigm attitudes in our society? I am making that question known, for if the government itself is a bunch of haters gone run amok and no one can stand up for rational truth reality, they remain tight-lipped against the truth, so where does that moral responsibility begin and end? This is why I am calling you to deliver a message to the government on behalf of a peace-building message. I need a statement from the federal government that states, we at the CDC as the administration policy of the HIV/AIDS have made a huge oversight as it comes to the science of fighting HIV/AIDS disease. In that oversight, we were on the mindset that those who are living with HIV infection and conducting their lifestyle to have unprotected sex were a danger to the community. In that effort that we did not acknowledge the scientific community to finally issue our understanding agreement to this science, fact was very late. We held on to our paradigm statements that had been longstanding and not practical. Our longstanding messaging to the community actually discourages people to get tested. Discourages people who test positive to seek treatments. That is because we have been looking the other way at the bias and hate directed at the HIV community for acting in a lifestyle that is obvious at this point, a lifestyle that was not harming anyone. But the message that carried forward was one of intolerance. This has come to our attention by one man on a mission of peace by the name of James Martin Driscoll. His role in the community was dismissed. It is a huge regret that he was outcast from the influence of community by the director. Leadership of the HIV community social service agencies. His life path has been substantially altered directly due to our not responding to stigma, racial bias, and hate that is embedded in the Ryan White social service agencies. We are acknowledging this because without this acknowledgement, there is greater harm that is happening in this extreme condition of the erosion. A trust that we are now understanding and are taking responsibility for. To take Mr. Driscoll's effort and credit, he was attempting to educate the community of this cause and effect that we were frankly turned off and not listening. His credential of academia is that he placed this conclusive statement of this same cause and effect of the erosion of trust 15 months prior to the statement appearing in the Washington Post, October 2017. The statement he made was placed in a published article on LinkedIn. This article he authored while he was being attacked and bombarded by what would turn out to be an 11-month hate and harassment campaign targeted at him. The obvious comparisons had already been made to his prior event of the collapse of his tenancy from 2005. This to get into a loophole to legally file a complaint to unlawfully override his civil rights. The purpose was to remove his presence and influence from the local community. Although I don't have proof that this has occurred in other cases, it has in mine. We the undersigned are truly sorry for how our ignorance and arrogance has gotten in the way of your inalienable rights. Those rights of life, liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Undersigned, or personal face-to-face apology, by Colorado Health Network's Angela Elizabeth Keady, Jamie Villalobos, Daryl Vigil, http://coloradohealthnetwork.fuckitophuman.net. Rocky Mountain Cares Case Manager Cinnamon Romero, http://rockymountaincares.fuckitophuman.net. Chesney Cleanjohn Apartments Building Manager Daryl Johnson, http://chesneycleanjohnapartments.fuckitophuman.net. Foothill AIDS Project, Jennifer Ann Bramer, Michael Ray Maynard, Mariza Toner, http://foothillaidsproject.fuckitophuman.net. Outside Social Services. Personal Doctor Denver Colorado, http://dr-nancy-ellen-mattinger.fuckitophuman.net. Personal Doctor San Bernardino CA, http://dr-eric-tomoni-shigeno.fuckitophuman.net. This statement here along with the statements made in resource for future conditions should this conspiracy not actually be terminated is found in http://ryan-white-care-act.fuckitophuman.net. Please respond, google.com/protectrifpeace-nullifierofhate@realuphuman.net. Please link to intake these community addresses. I have not HIV/AIDS care doctor provider, no one will tell the truth. http://dr-eric-tomoni-shigeno.fuckitophuman.net/browse-randomsomessages-5b1-10%5d.html. Thank you, Google.